Good afternoon. A complex of showers and thunderstorms rolled through interior New York and New England this morning. It's still on its way through with some rain and certainly cloud cover. This is out in advance of a warm front which is pressing its way into the region. The humidity levels and the temperature will both climb through the afternoon as the front continues to advance into southern Canada. The wind will pick up out of the south, and temperatures today with some hazy sunshine should reach into the lower 80s on average. In this environment, the warmth and humidity combined with upper-level wind shear, we could see some scattered thunderstorms develop during the course of the latter stages of the day, and they could be on the stronger side, especially across northern New York and New England as they move to the east-southeast. This activity will wind down this evening, and skies will be partly cloudy overnight tonight. It'll be a warm, muggy night with temperatures in the middle to upper 60s, with some locations not going below 70 for an overnight low. Summer heat and humidity in place for tomorrow. We'll have hazy sunshine through the afternoon, with a scattered late-day thunderstorm possible, high temperatures averaging in the lower 90s. With increased humidity, it'll feel like it's in the mid-90s through the middle part of the day. This'll take us to our next front, which is scheduled to arrive on Thursday. Currently, a cool front moving through southern Canada will work its way through the Great Lakes, and out ahead of it, showers and thunderstorms will be likely during the day on Thursday. Then the wind will shift to the northwest behind the front on Thursday afternoon. Temperatures will top out ahead of the front in the lower 80s before dropping quickly as the front makes its way through New England and off the eastern seaboard. This will leave us with a more autumn-like feel on Friday. A couple of showers in the morning giving way to sunshine, windy, and cooler weather, with temperatures only making it into the middle and upper 60s. Breezy and very cool to start the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s and plenty of sunshine and nice autumn day on Sunday back into the upper 60s. The next chance of a shower or thunderstorm will be on Monday with highs right around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Humberto, located about 150 miles west of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Humberto is moving toward the west-northwest near 9 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected later today, followed by a turn toward the north tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds continue to increase at 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected, and Humberto is forecast to become a hurricane later on today. And Gabrielle has regenerated into a tropical storm and is now 165 miles south of Bermuda, where a tropical storm warning is in effect. Gabrielle is moving toward the north near 14 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today and tonight. A gradual turn toward the north-northwest with a decrease in forward speed is expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, Gabrielle is expected to pass near or over Bermuda by tomorrow morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. Rough surf conditions will begin to affect Bermuda this afternoon, and a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet above normal tide levels is expected by tomorrow morning. Rainfall will total up to 6 inches on the island. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Red Bluff, California, to a low of 29 at Saranac Lake, New York, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 96, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, becoming more humid with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, warm and much more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, scattered showers and thunderstorms, also some hazy sunshine with temperatures topping out in the upper 70s and lower 80s with increasing humidity. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, warm, and much more humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. Highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Some hazy sunshine with another chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, becoming humid with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid with a scattered late-day thunderstorm in the lower 90s. Showers and storms likely Thursday in the lower 80s. A morning shower Friday, then partly sunny, windy, and cooler with highs in the middle 60s. Breezy and very cool Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.